I've got Darian in studio. It's Wednesday, so that means we're revving up the baking time machine. Yes. Good morning, Darian.
Good morning.
I'm always so happy when you come with your baking time machine.
Yes.
So
we're heading really far back this time to 1909.
1909.
Yeah.
Wow.
Way back.
That is a long, long time ago. Okay. So the things that we've tried in the past, we had the boiled cookies.
Yes.
We had the coconut ice.
Yep. We had the starchies.
Starchies. That's right. Okay. And so now, what is this one? So just before you tell me what it is, I'm going to just explain to
people. Have a look
people.
At it.
So
tell everybody what we see
it's
here.
It's a wedge of dessert. Yep. So like a pizza shape. And I see kind of a crumbly sort of crust underneath. It looks like maybe there's some ooey gooey nuts in there, maybe?
Yes, there's some walnuts and
Ooh.
Apricots.
Ooh.
And graham crackers inside. Oh, and it's kind of like a meringue because I had to whip
the
eggs.
Okay, I get it.
And
that's what the top looks like.
Okay. It didn't turn out. I'll tell you that now. It did crack when I was like letting it sit or dry or whatever.
That's
so
okay.
I didn't froth the eggs enough, I guess, but it still tastes good.
Well,
so
I'll be the judge
that
of that. I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Well,
okay, so what is it called?
It's called Food for the Gods.
Food for the Gods. Okay.
Kind of makes a like very undescript title.
Okay.
Who knows what it's going
to
be?
Well, and the thing is, when it says Food for the Gods, that's a lot to live up to, right?
It does. No? It
okay,
is.
So we're going in for the first bite here. I like the crunch that comes from the meringue top.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's the nuts.
It's a little gooey, kind of like a butter tart, kind of. That's what I was thinking.
It is kind of like that. Mmm. Mm-hmm. I like
that
a lot.
It is food for the gods. Living up to the name.
So it is living up to the name. And the reason why is that combination of the you said apricot
Yeah,
pieces?
Apricot and walnut
and
is
walnuts.
The main ingredient.
Oh, man, is that good. That is terrific. So, yes.
Yes.
Food for the gods, hands down. Godly food. I'm going for another bite.
Oh, perfect. Mm. And there is extra this time. And feel like it's not like this one's a lot healthier than the last one because the last one had so much sugar and condensed milk that it was so sweet. But this one, it's got nuts. It's got fruit, graham crackers. It's basically a breakfast treat.
There we go. That's what we'll say. We're eating the food of the gods for breakfast today in our baking time machine with Darian Ray. Darian, are you going to be posting up a blog about this?
I will have a blog about this.
Recipe?
Yes, with the recipe as well.
Excellent. Terrific. Thank you so much for coming and feeding my soul with such good food here, Darian. Thank
you
so
much. Oh, no problem.